that anything you're considering this week?
Well, as you watch the tape and get an opportunity to evaluate it, you look at individuals, but you have to, you know, you have to work under the assumption that you want your unit to try to work together as much as possible. And you also watch the tape to look at, were there other factors that were involved in terms of the pressure on the quarterback? And as we did, we saw that there were some opportunities for us to get the, you know, get the ball out on breakout routes. So wide receivers are involved in, you know, in the protection, as well as running backs. So it wasn't just the offensive line. It was the entire offense that contributes when we don't have the success that we needed to have in protecting the quarterback yesterday.
Coach, one of the reviews, you said they're, you know, folks are going to analyze everything. One of them had you all giving up pressure on 24 of the 38 dropbacks. Is that job with you all's review, and how do you fix that?
I don't know that we actually go that in depth. I don't know who's, you know, who's given those evaluations. But as I did say yesterday, that we had entirely too much pressure on our quarterback throughout the entire game, whether it was five-man pressures, six-man pressures, four-man rushes, three-man rushes. You know, we've got to do a better job in protecting our quarterback, and it's everybody on the offense that is going to be a part of that. It's just not the offensive line. I don't believe so. You know, Luke was, you know, the year before he was in New Orleans. You know, guys change, you know, guys change teams, teams change signals, teams change code words. That's something that you have to do all the time. It's a very fluid situation from season to season when you're playing teams, and especially when you play teams twice in a season, you're not going to use the same signals and code words between, you know, between the games. You're always going to change them.
You had very few fumbles last year, Mike, you know, as a team, and that one yesterday early on with Julio, was that one that you look at as a coach that could have been prevented, or is there anything you can do to emphasize in the future?
Well, I think that it was a player that was trying to make a play, and it was an aggressive play by him. They had two tacklers coming at him, and he was working for extra yards, and you know, the ball came out. I think there's a number of ways that we can coach to that, and we will. We're doing that right now as we speak in terms of viewing the film with the players.
Mike talked a lot in the past about dictating pace and tempo. How do you feel you guys did yesterday in that, whether it's game one or moving forward?
I thought that defensively we were able to do some things in terms of dictating the terms of what the offense was going to do, and that's the tempo of the game. It's very difficult to, in the noise that we were playing into the ball game when we were in our no-huddle situation, I thought we were very efficient when we did not huddle in the game. So it was good to see. That was a positive.
What did it take for Trubrilla to be ready or up to speed to compete for playing time?
I don't know the answer to that. I know that, you know, Jeremy was a guy that we added last week, and he got an opportunity to practice with us. Really two good days of practice, but we'll get an opportunity for him to work a little bit harder, or excuse me, a little bit more with us. And again, we're always going to make decisions that are going to give us the best chance to win. And back to John's question, you know, competition is what drives, you know, drives this team, and I think that's what drives this league.
You said going in, you were looking at penalties, red zone, and third down conversion. You only had the two penalties, but 2 of 4 in the red zone and 3 of 11 on third down.
Yes. I thought that we did a nice job. We had the two penalties, though. One was a very critical penalty. It was a holding penalty on a third down conversion that got the ball out to the plus side of the 50. That was a critical penalty. Then we had a pass that was on a breakout that was intentionally grounding. We had a miscommunication, and those were the two penalties in the ball game. So I thought that we did play well in terms of penalty. The one penalty was a big one. We weren't as efficient as we need to be in the red zone. And, you know, the third downs were very tough. We had five third downs that were over 11 yards. And there's not a lot of plays in the playbook when you're third and 16, third and 15, and I believe third and 20. And I think we had another third and 16. There's not a whole lot of plays in the playbook that you feel real confident and real good about in those situations. We had entirely too many third and extra longs in the game yesterday.
Mike, when you leave the field, do you have an idea of maybe how the game went, but then you start to look at film last night and then this morning? Did anything surprise you? Did you leave the field thinking one thing, maybe get a little surprised with the good or bad after you have a chance to look?
Yes. In terms of leaving the field, very disappointed. And when you don't get the outcome you want, I think that you think there was more negatives than positives. When you do watch the tape, you see that we put ourselves in position. Even though we didn't make the plays that we needed to early on, we put ourselves in position to win the game. We just didn't do it there at the end of the football game. But there were a number of things that we felt, or I felt, leaving the field that we didn't do well. And when you really watch the tape, we did some good things. I thought that we tackled very well on defense. We didn't have a whole lot of missed tackles. Thought there was some great effort throughout the game. The lack of effort was not an issue. I thought the entire team played hard, and I thought it really showed up, as I mentioned earlier, on special teams, the way that we ran covering kicks.
When you found out Asante couldn't go, did that affect the amount of nickel that you ended up playing? The young cars played well, but did that change your plan at all?
No, it didn't. Asante was questionable during the week. He was questionable on Friday. He was a limited participant in practice on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, so we knew that there was a chance that he wouldn't be ready to go on Sunday. It did not change our game plan. The guys that we played, they got an opportunity to practice. It wasn't like it was an injury that just came up on Friday and the guys had not practiced. I thought our young corners, for their first regular season action, did a nice job. They were productive in terms of plays on the ball when they had the opportunities. We had some pass breakups. We had some production in tackling. And that's a pretty good quarterback that we faced, and I thought they did a nice job.
Mike, are you comfortable that you've got the right guys for the offensive line, that you don't need to bring in some help or anything?
I am absolutely confident that we've got the right guys. I think that we will see a large improvement from week one to week two in terms of not only our offensive line but our football team. I think it's the biggest jump that you have during the season is from week one to week two. We were playing a lot of younger guys that have not have played as much, and it was a great learning experience for them. Unfortunately, we didn't get the outcome that we wanted in the ball game. And my hat's off, I need to say this, to the New Orleans Saints. They made more plays than we made in that ball game. And I told our team prior to playing, the team that made the fewest mistakes was going to be the team that won, and we made more mistakes than they did. And that starts with not just the players but the coaches as well.
Coach, what's your assessment of Davino's performance and the push you got from your defensive back?
Well, I thought it was huge that he got back-to-back holding penalties. When they had the ball there in the red zone, he was very disruptive. He penetrated, and that's the Jonathan Babineaux that we've known for the last few years. I know he's led the league in minus yardage plays a couple years ago, and he was very disruptive in the game yesterday.
Coach, were you happy with the pressure you guys were able to get on Breeze?
Well, he's a hard guy to sack. He does a nice job of escaping. He did some things that were tough on us. I thought we were close at times. I thought we had, sustained some pressure. We just weren't able to finish it. I think the second play of the game, he just basically flipped the ball out. We had good pressure from OCU Manura. We would always like to have more, but I thought that we did a nice job. And it's not always about the sacks. It's about, the timing and disrupting the timing. And I thought we did that a couple of times in the ball game. That's a very good quarterback that's going to get his yards when he throws them.
Have you had a chance to peek ahead to the Rams? Big comeback win they had yesterday. Jared Cook, big game.
I thought Jared Cook, from what I understand, Jared Cook had a big game. They had, the game-winning field goal there at the end of the game. I think Sam Bradford completed over 70% of his passes. Robert Quinn, the defensive end, had a huge game with three sacks. So he had, you know, he had a big game, and it's going to be important for us to put this game behind us after we make the corrections and finish the corrections today, and you know, get prepared for St. Louis, because they had a big win. They've got a very good quarterback in Sam Bradford, and when you, anytime you complete 70% of your passes, you're doing something right. And I know Jared Cook is a very athletic, you know, tight end that will create matchup issues for any team that he plays.
Does the defense lean on Steven for a little, or for you know, anything he can, any insight he might
be? Again, you know, Steven's got some familiarity with this football team, and I know that Coach Nolan has talked to Steven in terms of the different verbiages that they, you know, that they use to see if we can get a jump. And you know, that goes on all the time. When a team change, when a player changes teams, one of the first things he's going to do, if he's an offensive player, he's going to go sit down with the defensive guy the first couple days he's in here and talk to him. That's just, you know, commonplace in the NFL. Well, it is tough, but it's well planned. I think you put your plan together based on, it's not just the down and distance in the red zone. It's really what yard line you're on, to understand the spacing that you're going to need if they're playing zone coverages, to understand the man coverage, how you're going to try to get guys free in man coverage. You've got to have a good idea. So we don't really look at the down and distance, we look at where the ball is, and we put our plan together, and we have to figure out what they've done in the past. They did a nice job. They out-executed us on a couple of plays down there. We felt like we out-executed them on a couple. We just didn't get the outcome that we wanted on those couple of plays.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you on Wednesday.